Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. On Wednesday, at the end of his customary general audience with pilgrims from across the world, Pope Benedict XVI prayed that peace and reconciliation would come soon to Sri Lanka. That dear country, he stressed.
In quel caro paese.
In particular, he called for the protection of innocent civilians caught up in an increasingly bloody conflict.
Facciano il possibile per garantire l'assistenza ai feriti e la sicurezza dei civili.
In Sri Lanka, according to church sources, there has recently been intensified fighting between government forces and the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, who are trying to retain their last stronghold. Tamil rebels have been fighting there since 1983 in an effort to create an independent state for minority Tamils, claiming discrimination under successive governments led by the Sinhalese ethnic majority, in a conflict which has since claimed 80,000 lives. But it's not just the Pope here in Rome to call for an end to the violence. Catholic officials in Sri Lanka also appealed to the Sri Lankan government and Tamil rebels to stop attacks on civilians in particular. Among them, one bishop from Jaffna, the northern tip of Sri Lanka, major theatre of the violence. His name is Thomas Savundarana Yagam, and he speaks to Ema McCarthy about the situation there. Just as Sri Lanka is celebrating its 61st birthday, Ema begins by asking Bishop Thomas if there's anything to celebrate at this point in history.
We are not part of the celebration because we cannot, when our own kith and kin are getting killed, celebrate the independence. In the Jaffna Peninsula, we are very much concerned about what is happening in the Mullathivu district because this is also part of the Jaffna, and nearly 300,000 people are trapped there. And they are unable to come out since there is very intense war is taking place between the Tamil Tigers and the Ceylon government forces. Therefore, the people have got caught in between and they are unable to come out of this war. Therefore, many are getting injured and also a good number of them are dying owing to this mortar and shells firing by both sides. Therefore, it is a concern that there is civilian death taking place there and also big number getting injured owing to this warfare, and they are unable to receive medical help because the ICRC is unable to broker a passage for them to come to the hospitals. Therefore, they are also struggling very hard in mediate between the Tamil Tigers and the army to bring the injured people to receive medical attention.
What I find most interesting, perhaps, was a message that was released by the president of the Sri Lankan Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Gomez. And in his message, marking Independence Day, he says, "Victory in battle is not victory in the war." And he calls for greater integration of the various ethnic groups on the island and nation of Sri Lanka. One of the crucial aspects in the civil war, the current civil war that's ongoing, is the affirmation of the rights of minority ethnic groups, particularly Tamil minority. Many Tamils feel that the Sinhalese majority on the island do not recognize the full rights of the Tamil minority. The Jaffna Peninsula, if I'm not mistaken, and particularly the area where you operate your mission and your pastoral work, there is a Tamil majority. Are they really discriminated against?
Yes, we are nearly 20% of the total population, they form the Tamil minorities. And they are equally in this country and part of the island. They are not people who have come from somewhere else. So we are also equal citizens of this country. And also we feel that we are also a nation, since we have their own culture or land as well as our own language also. So we are a bit different from the majority who are Sinhalese, but nevertheless we feel we are part of this land.
What sets aside Catholic Church in Sri Lanka and the work of its bishops, priests, nuns and laity, the fact that the Catholic Church is inclusive and it tries to promote the idea of equality among the many different ethnic groups that make up the nation of Sri Lanka. How important is the Catholic Church's presence for the promotion of integration and perhaps the promotion even in a certain way of the beginnings of a future of peace for the island?
All the Buddhists are Sinhalese. And Tamils are among the Catholics also. Therefore, there are Tamils and Sinhalese among the Catholics. So we are sort of a bridge between the two groups. And therefore, we feel that we can bring about some peace among them. And we stand for unity, we stand for integration, we stand for harmony, we stand for acceptance of each other, so that we can live as one nation in this country.
How hard is it as a pastor of a church and a people in an area of the world where it seems that hate seems to prevail? How hard is it for you to carry out your job?
It is very difficult because our Christian principles are not accepted. The majority are Buddhist and the other majority, the next majority are Hindus. Therefore, they are not led by our own values. Our values are different and we all feel one people, one brothers and sisters, and that we have to accept each other's as we are and accept each other's rights and also their duties so that we can live together as one people.
A very important part of the church's work in the Jaffna Peninsula and indeed throughout Sri Lanka is, of course, education. There, you go into the poor villages, you go into the areas of the jungle, you try to educate the Tamil people as to their identity and their rights. How important is education in fighting, combating poverty and in fighting and combating division in Sri Lanka?
Education is very important because through education we can alleviate the poverty and for the development and the progress of the people, education is very important here. Through education, we can remove the poverty level and also make them industrious and also self-employed, etc. And also to seek employment anywhere else because of their education they have received. And also, education is necessary so that we accept the others. Learned to value the other people, their traditions, etc. And also to act responsibly, not to sit down and negotiate, not fight like animals, not to take up to violence, but to accept the others with understanding and love.
That was Sri Lankan bishop from Jaffna, Thomas Savundarana Yagam, speaking there to Ema McCarthy. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.